Our story is about the period when the Romans were ruling in Israel. And they constantly made all kinds of decrees and taxes and looked for excuses to come and punish the Jews. And they'd make decrees that forbade us to keep Shabbos and do Bris Milah. And the sages were always working to try and maintain the peace and appease them and try to annul the decrees. And in the city of Kesari, there were at that time a lot of Jews, and they suffered from their pagan neighbors who would go over to the Roman ruler of the town or the Roman ruler of the city and tell them all kinds of bad things about the Jews to try and get the Jews punished. So you had pagans and Jews living in the city, and the pagans were always trying to say bad things about them. Now, one of the Talmidei Chachamim that lived then among them was Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. We find him in the Talmud. And one day he was walking on the beach by Caesarea, and he reached a place where there were all kinds of jagged cliffs going into the sea where ships would have to stay away because a ship could be destroyed on one of those jagged rocks. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak was walking, and he was pondering what's going on. They had heard that the Roman emperor was again thinking what decrees to make against the Jews, but they hadn't yet heard what he was plotting, so they didn't know how to prepare themselves, what to do. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak was rushing to the city to get the students together to pray. Now, as he's going, he suddenly hears something rolling towards him, and he sees that it is a bone that's rolling downwards towards him. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak thinks, must be the bone was stuck in one of the rocks, and it just just pushed off by the wind. I better push it away so someone shouldn't trip over that bone. He bends over, and he sticks the bone that's called the kulit. He sticks the bone in between two rocks to try and get the bone to stay there so no one stumbles over it. And the bone continues rolling. So Rav Yitzchak thinks, okay, I didn't stick that bone in deeply enough between those two rocks. I gotta stick it in better. He goes and he finds a deeper crevice between two rocks, sticks the bone in there, and he puts a stone in front of the crevice so the stone shouldn't come out. And he's headed down the path, and he looks at the path, and again he sees the bone that's rolling in front of him. So Rabbi Yitzchak understood that this bone was sent from above and it's going to do something. So he decides that bone didn't by coincidence get to push off that rock and be pushed by wind and come down. Now, days passed, and the messenger from the Roman king came, and he was coming to Caesarea with word from the king. And he was coming with word. He had letters that the king had sent him. He's rushing up the same path that Rav Yitzchak had been rushing. And the bone rolls between his legs, and he trips, and he falls off the jagged cliff and dies. Now, the Jews who were passing on that same path, they look down the cliff and they see someone fell over there and died. And they rush to see who it was. Maybe he needs help. They come and they see he's dead. They look at him and they see he's a stranger. He doesn't live in these parts. They look to see maybe they could figure out who he is. And they find he has a sash filled with letters. And in those letters are all kinds of evil decrees that the Roman emperor had plotted against the Jews. Obviously those letters never made it to the governor of the city. And the Romans They thought that the messenger, who knows what happened to him. And before the king could write out new decrees, the Jews were able to send him gifts. They appeased him. They made peace. And that bone was there exactly where Hashem wanted it, where the guy would trip over it so that he would never make it to give that that message. So sometimes Chazal tell us these fantastic stories. Chazal tell us, you know, when a person's banging a nail and he misses the nail and hits his finger, in Shemayim, they wanted him to hit his finger. We don't know why. Chazal say if you stick your hand into your pocket and you take out the wrong coin, even that was pre-decided. So sometimes Chazal want to give us a perspective of how careful Hashem plans things, that a person doesn't even stumble if it wasn't pre-planned, and sometimes pre-planned days in advance.